plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
The Sit a Spell Show. We are one down tonight.
One down. One man down.
Our poor little T, she has got kidney issues and she is in severe pain. So all of our listeners, we're going to ask you right now to send healing towards our T. She's in serious pain and having some serious medical issues. So she wants to be here with you guys tonight, but she just can't. She's just in so much pain.
So love and light. Also, if I could ask for another set of prayers, my really good friend Sherelle, she called on my birthday. Her son, his name is Nico, and he has cerebral palsy amongst other things. But last night was his very first seizure, and it was very long. And she has a page called Nico Story, N-I-K-O's Story. And if you could like that, he's the most adorable little child, but he really needs like a lot of love because seizures at 3 are awful.
Oh, God.
So, please, thank you.
So, wow. Poor little guy. He is so cute.
I know. He's adorable.
Oh, takes after his mama.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome to the Sit a Spell Show. I am one of your hosts, Lisa Lee, and I've got the adorable, she's
vivacious. That's my burlesque thing I'm working on.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ashley, a.k.a. Angel Face.
Oh, God, every time.
I know, sorry. And like I said, our beautiful, titillating, effervescent T cannot be with us tonight, but she does send her love.
We subbed in a little horny cat named Bear.
Yeah, she's in heat again. Yay. But it means no kittens.
Yay! Woo! We'll take that every time.
Yes, please, and thank you. So, Ash, what have you been up to other than eating all-you-can-eat crabs? Crabs. Ashley was eating all-you-could-eat crab last Tuesday with her future, is it sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Sister-in-law, yep. Her birthday.
Woohoo! I ate all-you-can-eat crab and salads. Yum. Delicious. Let's see. One of my New Year's resolutions was to try going vegan one day a week because, as you know, I'm a pescatarian. So I thought, why not try it? And dear God, it is so hard. It is really, really hard to do one day a week.
Why, Ash?
Because there's like, okay, I love cheese, first off. Second, I love desserts. I love sugary things. I love baked goods, cakes, cake pops, brownies. I love it all. Really, if I could just eat that breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I would. But you know what? A lot of it is made with eggs and things like that. Also, hidden ingredients and stuff, which are from animals. It's like, oh my God. Like, for example, in wine, fish bladder.
What?
Yeah. During the fermentation process.
Honey, there are some things you don't need to tell your mom.
I know. She'll drink it anyway, as will I. That's why I don't know I could be vegan. But, so that was one of them. It took me 3 weeks to actually have a full vegan day, and it was hard. But I'll still try. Why not? Let's see. Also, I started doing... Oh, there she is. Can you hear her? It's her cat call. Do we have any male kitties in the audience?
Because she's asking for it.
She doesn't like me talking about veganism. Okay, and I started marketing. Oh, there she is. Marketing for events at the Mounds Theater. And just so you know, this Friday we're doing a paranormal pajama party if you want to come. 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. It is going to be awesome!
Join us in your jammies. Yes. We're going to be in our jammies.
We're going to do a ghost hunt and have snacks and watch scary movies and meet people who are interested in similar things like we are, make new friends. It's going to be awesome.
We've had so many people come to these parties that they've asked us to start putting them on again. So we're doing it, and it's going to be fun.
And a little scary, because at night it's scary. So
at night is scary, especially after especially investigating after watching a scary movie. Ashley's going to be like, what the shit?
Everyone.
Did you see that? Did you hear that? What is that?
That will be me. What about what's new with you?
Huh, let me think.
Where does she start?
Yeah, what has happened in the last week? I got divorced.
Woo! Can we get a happy drum roll?
So, I am the happiest person on the planet. I couldn't be happier. I am free. In fact, the whole theme of our show tonight is about banishing and about freedom and taking back your light. So I am divorced. No more of... Ugh. I'll just leave it at that.
Yep.
So I'm free. And I actually... I can't even explain to you how absolutely amazing... I feel...
She's on cloud nine.
I can't stop smiling. I'm just so happy. I mean, that's... I have my life back. And I never again have to be hurt or lied to or any of the crap. I have the most amazing future. I mean, look at where I'm at now. How great my life is since before.
Mm-hmm.
Now... I'm sorry, I'm giddy, but holy crap, I have the most, I'm sorry.
She's tearing up, guys. If you could be here. It's just happiness radiates throughout the house. Oh, my Lord. It's been a long time coming.
Yes, it has. So I'm free.
Freedom!
And what else? So I heard that there was a new show coming on yesterday through the grapevine. Everybody lets me know all this crap. On some... rival station, which I find funny because they've only been around for 2 months, so that's not really a rival compared to Jackalope, which is a juggernaut.
I know. Are you serious? Please.
So I didn't actually listen to the show because, A, hearing that person, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me, and it just makes me ill, so I wasn't going to listen to the show anyway. But I have a better reason for not listening.
What's your reason?
There was good TV on last night.
Like what?
Like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules,
yes,
and being human. So I had better things to do. But what I heard, because like I said, everybody's like emailing me and texting me, that people were going in the chat room and they would say something like, even remotely, not even negative, but is this all this is? And they'd get banned. So people were getting banned a lot.
I got banned. And I was like,
what did you think of the show?
Oh my God. Okay, first off, 2 hours worth of news of hearing that voice, you know, I was around it for like 4 years. It was terrible. Secondly, when I say, why is this all he's doing? Only the news? Bam! Instantly. Freedom of speech. What's with that, people? That's a good question, I think.
Ashley? Wow.
Yes?
You at least got to ask a question. I got banned in 8 seconds. as soon as that person saw the screen name I chose, ban. The screen name was Exposer of Frauds.
See, that's not even fair. You should have been able to unleash a little. Come on.
Here. Oh, I did. If people have gone to my Facebook page, I unleashed a lot.
Oh, well, you should all go to Josh's Facebook page. Josh, what's your Facebook page?
Yep.
Josh Hadley. It's my Facebook page, yeah.
No, you got to spell it out. Yeah.
Josh. Hadley. And yep. I was posting screen caps, and it was really funny. I even got into a fight with the station manager on the phone, and he made some pretty wild accusations, and it's pretty funny.
This whole
thing's not going to end in their favor. Let's put it that way, girls.
Well, rival compared to Jackalope. Can we just...
Jackalope does 3 million downloads in a month. This station would be lucky if it gets 30 listeners in a month.
From what I've been told, all but like 4 of the listeners yesterday were actually your listeners.
Yeah, let's just say my minions did a good job, and they trolled the hell out of this person, who I want to name, but Lisa won't let me.
Because he doesn't deserve it.
I wish I would have watched. That would have been funny.
It was funny.
I mean, I obviously wasn't going to listen to the show, mm-hmm. but I wish I would have watched at least the... Because that would have been just kind of funny.
And he got me good. One of his listeners... it actually changed their screen name to Josh Hadley Sucks. Oh, got me right in the heart. Ow.
That's so educated.
I know. I was like, what does JH suck stand for? And they're like, it rhymes with posh badly. And I was like, what does that mean? I don't know. And they're like, Josh Hadley Sucks. And I'm like, okay. And then I got banned.
Damn, I wish I would have watched.
And then they threatened to sue me. And
sue you for what?
Apparently harassment. Apparently going in their chat room and being banned in 8 seconds is harassing.
Oh,
I thought
wow.
This was America.
It is. They will not win.
This is America, so maybe some people should leave if they're not happy with the way things go here.
Yeah.
These people also read my Facebook page.
Because you're a public figure. I mean, you actually have listeners.
Yeah. Todd doesn't want me to say the number, but I have got hundreds of thousands of listeners between my three shows. do you want me to read the Facebook page or a Facebook post I made to them today?
Sure.
To my detractors and enemies who I know read my Facebook page, which I find funny since you are enemies and all. I have you by the balls. You have no way to retaliate, and you can only blow smoke in a vain attempt to obscure the truth of the matter. I will not relent. I will not stop until you are destroyed at my hand and kneel before me. I will win this. I will be the manner in which you are brought before the world and exposed as the frauds and scum you are. As the Dom oft explains to the sub, don't forget to breathe. It will hurt less.
Oh my God. I really need to stalk your page, Pat. I know.
And take that, please.
So I know that they troll my page, public page too. So I every once in a while I should just say, "Hello, how are you? I hope you are well because I'm freaking awesome." Because
mm-hmm.
I would ask what the going rate for being a whore is, but that's just me.
Oh, Josh! Oh my goodness! I would like to know that too. It's free on Craigslist.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and at that note, what else have I done this week? I had some friends over for dinner on Saturday.
Yes, you did.
And that was wonderful. Actually, I had friends over for dinner, and I made this amazing dinner. And it was great catching up. Absolutely wonderful. Love them. I had the Gurneys over.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, our beautiful Karen came over.
Woohoo!
Yep, she came over about, 8:30 or so, and we spent the rest of the night chatting, and it was just a wonderful day. And then Sunday, I did nothing, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need vacation days.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, driving to work, by the way, Ashley and I realized yesterday I'm her very own personal traffic reporter.
She is. I get text messages up to the minute of telling me what the weather will be. For example, if you do not know, in Minnesota, it can be an ice rink and super dangerous to drive on and or walk break hips. She said, "Ooh, Ashley, be careful. It's going to be an ice rink when you drive home."
And foggy.
And foggy, see? She just lets me know, but that's good.
I do that to her every single day.
She does.
I just want to look out for you.
Thank you.
So, yeah, the weather here, I left on Sunday to go fill up my tank for the week because I knew that it was supposed to start raining ice.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that earlier in the day. I came back. And then so the ice was awful, but then it turned to snow. And I got to say, remember that first major snow that we had it was like a month ago, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where pretty much Minnesota shut down. I was in my backyard without a coat on, and I'm looking around going, "This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen." I did that again on Sunday.
Because they were huge snowflakes.
It was beautiful.
It went from rain
to snow, but it was beautiful.
It was pretty, but it went from rain to hail to snow to huge chunks of snow. It was crazy and dangerous to be out in, but.
Yeah, so I didn't go out. But then, so I take the back roads to get to work now. And I'm going like 20 miles an hour. I'm just not taking any chances. And as soon as I get to work, I'm texting Ashley, all right, this is what you're going to have to deal with. So that I can't think of anything else. Oh, I was supposed to help. I don't think I told you this, Ash. I was supposed to help my wonderful neighbor next door. We're obviously not dating. We're just friends. But his mother-in-law and this other ex-mother-in-law, who's 70, and this gentleman whose wife passed away, who's also 70, we were going to bring them together on a date because they didn't want to meet by themselves
Oh my God, I love that!
So we were going to play Cupid.
Oh, it warms my heart.
I know, but then it rained snow.
Oh my gosh, if I could just be a fly on the wall for that adorable
date. I know, I just thought that was going to be so cute. But then it sleeted and was nasty, so.
Yeah. I love setting up people.
Especially when they're 70. Yes. I just thought it was cute. I'm like, yes, I'm in for that.
Yeah.
So I can't think of anything else other than that. I'm having the time of my life, and we are getting ready to do the paranormal pajama party.
But seriously, you should come. It's going to be so fun.
Yay. We do have the right to refuse anybody at the door if they're going to be causing trouble or just at our own discretion.
Yep.
But
also, just so you know, so you can put it on the calendar, when is the Empower Emporium?
February 16th.
February 16th. You should come to the Mount Cedar. It is going to be awesome. We're going to have holistic care, green businesses, alternative medicine.
Stones, jewelry, vendors.
Yep.
Free workshops.
Yep, free workshops. You can come meet us. It's going to be so fun. And we like to be empowered, right?
Right.
There we go.
And proceeds go to charity.
Yeah.
So you're doing good while doing good.
Yep. It's going to be so fun.
So yay. So we are going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Yeah!
So, Ash, welcome back to the show, by the way.
Thanks.
Ash, you have some news for us.
I have some news.
Probably read really great, too, and not boring.
Sorry. Take that. Okay, so, first one. In the Fiji Times, one more charge for practicing witchcraft. Yet another person has been charged by the Fiji police force for pretending to practice witchcraft and for this disturbance of a person's grave. Creepy always when they say that. This was confirmed by a police spokeswoman. A third person has been charged for allegedly digging up the grave of a 6-year-old man last year in Savu. That's, can you even say that? Savu?
I think you nailed it.
Yes. The accused,
I don't know.
Oh, thanks, Mom. According to the report, was 17 years of age and arrested and charged on both accounts, disturbance of any person's grave and pretending to exercise witchcraft. Meanwhile, two youths charged with similar offenses earlier this month have been again arrested for allegedly breaching their bail conditions. What?
That's the reason that I pulled that up for you is because we read that on last week's about the first two youths.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you die in Fiji, it's not a good thing because you're not going to rest in peace. So now a third kid has dug up, and they're trying to say that they're digging up the graves for witchcraft.
And pretending to exercise witchcraft, that's a charge you can have brought on you? Don't dig up people's graves. If you want to do witchcraft, do it, but don't be digging up people's graves!
Apparently, don't die in Fiji.
No, don't die in Fiji. Jeez. All right, and next. And this is in Minnesota!
I thought you'd like that.
I love it. Plant fanatics climb up trees hunting for witches' brooms. It's in Duluth. It's frigid there, by the way. Oh, and it says on frigid! Ooh! On a frigid January morning, Rich Larson scales a big tamarack tree, breaking off branches as he climbs towards his target. About 30 feet high, as the wind swirls around him, Larson spots what he's looking for, a small, tightly woven mass of branches called a witch's broom, the genetic source of many landscape plants and shrubs sold at nurseries. "Hey, I'm moving around pretty good up here," he exclaims as the tree swayed back and forth in the wind. That sounds dangerous.
And cold and yes. Not smart, but mm-mm. Anyway.
You don't have to be crazy to do this.
But it helps.
It says that.
Does it?
Yes, it says. But it does help. After inspecting the broom's tiny needles, he explained that they're so crowded together that the twigs look like short braids of evergreen. The dense broom only grows about the length of his fingernail every year.
Ooh.
Hempson hopes that by grafting a piece of the broom to an already established stem and roots, he can produce a unique species of dwarf conifer. It will likely only grow to 1/10 or 1/20 the size of its parent tree. What a great story this was to read.
Well, I just thought Duluth, Minnesota, witch's broom.
I love it. Everything's in the sky for me, Horky said. That's his name. Always have my head in the trees, and we'll leave that one at that.
Okay, that's the only reason I picked that story for you is because it was Minnesota.
Woohoo!
And witch's brooms.
Woohoo! I love it. Okay, and next news. First pagan hippie in Congress? ? Freshmen introduce new faiths and no faith to D.C. There's this case of freshman Representative Kristen Sinema from Arizona. She's a Democrat who represents a portions of...
Maricopa.
Yeah, I just botched that whole word. Portions. Portion of Maricopa. Nope, that's not how you say it either, Mom. It's Maricopa.
Oh.
In your face!
Sorry, I'm reading from the side.
I know. Sinema will become the first member of Congress to list her religious faith as none, described as a non-theist and presenting herself as openly bisexual. Sinema was raised by Mormon parents and graduated from Brigham.
Brigham.
From Brigham.
Brigham.
Brigham Young University. But has said her politics came into conflict with her religious upbringing. Sinema's faith, or lack thereof, became a point of contention during the 2012 election when her opponent's campaign created a web advertisement that accused her of participating in pagan rituals during an anti-war protest and depicted her as a 1970s-style liberal hippie.
You go, girl.
Really? The pagan allegations came from an email posted on the Arizona Alliance for Peace and Justice website, purportedly that's from Cinema, which she allegedly described a confrontation at an anti-war protest she was attending. As my protest buddy and I were singing and spiraling in the pagan circle only five rows back from the police line, we noticed the police were putting on additional gear beneath their plastic face shields. Okay, wow.
Oh, really?
Seriously? Because you can't sing and it's a threat?
And hippies are all about love. Pagans are all about love.
I know. People, they need to get educated on this.
Well, that's partly why we're here.
Dear Lord. And for the last one, Requiem for a Fairy Tale, Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. What do you think?
Okay, so I was reading on Facebook. Lori Cabot, who is the official Witch of Salem, which I adore her. I really do.
She's very well known.
Yeah. I've got no problem with her at all. I think she's great. I mean, she's really furthered pagans just in general.
Mm-hmm.
But she had this, like, two or three paragraph long diatribe about how, you know, this movie is basically a hate crime and everybody should boycott it because it portrays witches as evil. And I swear there was, like, 150 comments after that going, yeah, let's start a class action lawsuit. And they're all, you know, backing her up, and I don't know, how do you feel about it? For me, I'm thinking, really, pick your battles. I mean, this is really, it's a fantasy movie. It's
been around for so long.
Well, like, since, what, 18-something?
Yeah, and that's what movies are, they're storytelling.
It's, I don't know, to me, I just think it's like a whole lot of
waste of time.
Yeah.
And they, it's publicity.
Well, and they're all like, oh, yeah, Lori, count us in. I agree. And they're all like kissing her butt. And I'm like, well, that's all fine and good and whatever. But if you really think about it, what's the big deal? I mean, seriously, it's a movie.
And we've had witches portrayed in movies in the past, both in good and in bad. What's the Wizard of Oz?
Exactly.
Why don't we protest that? That one's coming out. Johnny Depp is in it, isn't he? So why don't they protest that one?
I don't know if Johnny Depp's in it or not, but I'm sure that there's going to be controversy. It's, yeah. It's like they're looking for a fight.
I know.
Or looking for, oh, poor me, we're being, you know, portrayed badly again. Honestly,
but
seriously, I mean, I can see where they'd be like, well, of course, they are portraying witches as bad because Hollywood does that.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood oftentimes
takes a villain.
Yeah, and it's either the Nazis or the, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And witches are easy because, for the most part, people don't actually believe that we're real.
Yeah.
So we're an easy target, but take it in its context. It's not a big deal.
Also, if you're going to put time and energy devoted to that, maybe you should consider putting your time and energy in other places. Maybe, you know, people are still getting killed in India because of, like, being reported as a witch, even though they're not. Or someone was beheaded in another country because...
Yeah, some by their son. Yeah, a guy in England cut off his mother's head because he thought she looked like a witch.
Looked like a witch. So maybe you guys should stand up for something more powerful, something like that. Take action against that. Speak out against that, not against a movie.
Take action against all of the wrongs that are going... I mean, look at all the wrongs that are happening in our world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And don't pick a movie to be, like, standing on your soapbox for.
Yes.
Pick something that you can actually make a difference that will make a difference to the world.
For sure.
That's something stupid.
Yes. So, if you're listening, take note.
And we'll be right back.
The sun was beating down inside, the walls of stone and razor wire, as we made our way across the prison yard. I felt my heart begin to race as we drew nearer to the place where they say the death is waiting in the dark. The slamming doors of iron echoed through the halls, where despair holds life within its cruel claws. But then I met a man whose face seemed so strangely out of place, a blinding light of hope
was shining in his eyes. With repentance in his voice, he told me of his tragic choice that led him to this place where he must pay the price. But then his voice grew strong as he began to tell about the one he said had rescued him from hell. He said, I'm free, yeah. Oh, I have been forgiven. God's love has taken off my chains and given me these wings. And I'm free, yeah, yeah. And the freedom I've been given is something that not even death can take away from me, because I'm free. We said a prayer and said goodbye, and tears began to fill my eyes as I stepped back out into the blinding sun. And even as I drove away, I found that I could not escape the way he spoke of what the grace of God had done. I thought about how sin had sentenced us to die, and how God gave his only son so you and I could say I'm free, yeah. Oh, I have been forgiven. God's love has taken off my chains and given me these wings. And I'm free, yeah, yeah. And the freedom I've been given is something that not even death can take away from me, because I'm free. If the sun has set you free, oh, if the sun has set you free, then you are free indeed. Oh, you are really free. If the sun has set you free, oh, if the sun has set you free, then you are free.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. You know, I got to tell you the whole reason that we played the song that you just heard, which is called Free by Stephen Curtis Chapman. I know that it's a Christian song, but to me, it just spoke to me today. It's beautiful, and it's been stuck in my head since I woke up this morning. I couldn't get it out of my head, and I get that it's a Christian song, and we are not a Christian station or a Christian show. However, we embrace all faiths, and we love all faiths, and so I just thought that, you know, there was a reason that was stuck in my head all day. The song, like I said, is called Free by Stephen Curtis Chapman, and he's a very popular Christian singer, and I just thought the song was beautiful, and I just really thought that it was appropriate.
Music can transcend religions.
Yes, it can. So, speaking of religions, Ash, I actually know that you already know this. But I'm just going to say it anyway. Now, I already know that you know what the answer to this is, but do you know what February 2nd is?
It doesn't ring a bell. It starts with an I.
It does, you smarty pants. It is in bulk.
Woo!
It is a pagan holiday. And is pronounced in bulk. Some people also call it, I don't even know if I can pronounce this, Imolg. That's how the Druids say it. And it's the festival of the lactating sheep. But there's deeper meaning.
Okay.
Sorry. We're not laughing. This is our thing. But I'm just saying it does sound funny. It's derived from the Gaelic word Omelk, which means ewe's milk. Herd animals have either given birth to the first offspring of the year or their wounds are swollen and the milk of life is flowing into their teats and udders.
Teats.
Sorry.
Teats.
We're suddenly 8-year-old boys. What the hell?
I just love that word.
Oh, I hate that word.
Teats.
Anyway, it's a time of the blessing of the seeds and the consecration of agricultural tools. It marks the center point of the dark half of the year, and it's the festival of the maiden. For this is the day to March 21st that it is her season to prepare for growth and renewal. Bridget's snakes emerge from the womb of the earth mother to test the weather, which is the origins of Groundhog's Day. Did you know that?
Oh, that's coming up.
Hello.
Oh, cool.
I taught you something. That's very cool.
Yeah. Is it We Wait for Punxsutawney or Punxsutawney?
Punxsutawney Phil. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Also a great movie. And in many places, this is where the first crocus flowers begin to spring forth from the frozen earth. The maiden is honored as the bride on the Sabbath, and straw bridges are made, which are, remember the corn dollies that
yeah.
you used to make when,
yep.
when you were little? They're created from oat or wheat straw and placed in baskets with white flower bedding. Young girls then carry the bridges door to door, and the gifts are bestowed upon the images from each household. And afterwards, at the traditional feast, the older women make special acorn wands. We have all those acorns, remember? For the dollies to hold. And in the morning, the ashes in the hearth are examined to see if the magic wands left marks as the good omen. Bridget's crosses are fashioned from wheat stalks and exchanged as symbols of protection and prosperity in the coming year. And home hearth fires are put out and relit, and the besom is placed by the front door to symbolize sweeping out the old and welcoming the new.
Is in bulk, is that when daylight savings is?
I think that's later on.
Okay.
Another tradition of in bulk is the plow. In some areas, this is the first day of plowing in preparation for the planting of crops. A decorated plow is dragged from door to door with costumed children following, asking for food, drinks, or money. Sounds sort of like Samhain.
Yeah.
Should they be refused, the household is paid back by having its front garden plowed up.
Oh! Don't refuse.
In other words, the plow is decorated, and then whiskey, which is the water of life.
Oh my god, I've heard that! Awesome!
Yep, is poured over it. Pieces of cheese and bread are left by the plow, and the newly turned furrows. You better hope that this doesn't happen on a Wednesday for you. No cheese for you.
Oh, vegan day.
And it is considered taboo to cut or pick plants during this time. Some deities of Imbolc are all virgin maiden goddesses, Brigid, Aradia, Athena, Inanna, Gaia, Ebrua, the gods of love and fertility. Symbolism of Imbolc. purity, growth and renewal, the reunion of the goddess and the god, fertility and dispensing of the old and making way for the new. Herbs, angelica, basil. Oh, I'm sorry, basil.
Basil, which P.S. I love.
Laurel, blackberry, coltsfoot, iris, myrrh, tansy, violets, and all white or yellow flowers. And here's your favorite part, foods. Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, poppy seed cakes, muffins, scones, breads, and all dairy products. Yeah, you better hope this is not happening on Wednesday. I didn't actually look up when February 2nd is.
It's on a Saturday.
Is it? Oh, it is.
Yeah. We're good.
All right. Stones are amethyst, bloodstone, garnet, ruby, onyx, and turquoise. And activities are candle lighting, stone gathering. Oh, we know what Karen's going to be doing on Saturday.
Yep.
snow hiking. We know what Lisa's not going to be doing. searching of signs of spring. That I'll be doing. Making wands, decorating plows, feasting, and bonfires may be lit.
Fun.
So that is in bulk, which is a good Saturday.
What a good Sabbath.
It's a very good Sabbath. And do you know what today is?
Today is Wednesday.
Today, very good point. we are in a waning gibbous moon. And for waning gibbouses? For waning gibbous, the waning moon is used for banishing magic, for ridding oneself of addictions, illness, or negativity. I, for one, have already rid myself of all of that.
Yes.
Sorry. I've got a one-track mind.
But it's a happy one.
It's a happy one. During this phase, it's perfect to get rid of all the junk, all the crap that's in your life. So, although we talk about the moon and think about the moon and we look up at the moon still kind of remains a mystery to us. And it's been this way for eons. And it probably will be for eons to come. Because of the mystery, the moon holds a fascination for everyone. And who can help being riveted by the beauty of a full moon and what the moon can reveal? The light of the moon seems to contain a magic all its own, yet something that we all share within us. The allure has like a special place in many of our witchy lives because we do so much by the moon. The moon has connotations for many religions. The word moon comes from the Greek word meaning measure. There are many Christian celebrations with a connection to the moon on specific dates. The ancient Egyptians discovered that although the moon shape shifted with precision regularly, it did not provide an accurate measure of the seasons. And so there was a miscalculation by several days. I keep looking at you like...
Can I give a shout out, just to cut you off? I'm sorry, Mom, but I wanted to say, Scotty, I think it's really cool that you're in Egypt, and that's a place I would like to go. And as you know, Scotty's been on our show before. He's writing his next book, and I am supremely jealous of the places he gets to go.
He's in Egypt right now.
Yeah, he is, at the necropolis and everything.
Yeah, his publisher sent him over there for...
Yep, research.
So I got to ask you a question.
Yep.
Okay, the moon, we're talking about the moon. How did you think of Scotty?
You said Egypt.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just not paying attention.
Ouch.
There you go, I had a blonde moment. There will be many. You all know that. All of our listeners know that.
At least we aren't getting in trouble with the swear jar today.
Oh my gosh, I'm not.
Yep.
See what happiness brings? Holy crap.
Less swear words.
Yeah.
More blonde moments.
Well, yeah. So eat it, T. the ancient Egyptians, we already talked about that. Let's see. There was an early awareness of the moon's connection to the oceans of the world and the cycles of nature, and the moon affects the creatures of the sea, many of which mate and spawn during the particular cycles of the tides. We all know this stuff, but there's moon folklore.
Folklore, new word.
I'm making them up as we go along. You made up a couple earlier.
No, I did not.
You just didn't read them
she
right.
She is deflecting, everyone. Please continue with your story, deflector.
Okay. there's a legend
that the Moon Maiden, who collects the wishes and dreams of all the living creatures on Earth, she then drops them into a goblet and swirls them all together, and they are sprinkled back into the Earth, and they become dew.
I think that's really sweet. That is sweet.
The German goddess Frigg is said to live on the moon, spinning the lives of mankind, while the Chinese goddess Chang O, I'm pretty sure I said
that
wrong.
Isn't there New Year coming up too? Happy Chinese New Year.
I think it is.
Woohoo!
Stole the potion of immortality from her husband. She drank every drop and flew to the moon to escape. She now lives there contently after being given refuge by the hare who resides on the moon.
That's you.
I'm the hare that lives on the moon?
Nope. You sought refuge.
Oh, yes, I did.
She fleed!
I fleed.
And now she's free!
Woo! So,
I'm the hare.
I'm the hare. Yeah. So that's a little bit about moon stuff, because we are in a waxing gibbous.
Josh just tried to correct me and said fled, not fleed, but I'm going to say that she fleed to the moon, because I know it will bother him. Ooh, he's so angry.
So to go with our whole theme tonight, we are going to do spells that get rid of, banishing type spells. So I've got a really simple one for you. All you need is a balloon and a slip of paper. So all you have to do for the balloon.
Okay.
What is my problem today?
Oh, my Lord.
All you need for the balloon banishing spell is a balloon and a slip of paper. Write the problem. Write the problem onto the slip of paper. Insert this piece of paper into the balloon either before or after you blow it up. I would suggest probably before and be a lot easier to get that in there. Whichever you find simpler. Take the balloon to an appropriate place and release it. That's the simplest spell you could think of.
I have another idea, because I know that being pagan, we also try to be green. What is the thing that we used to put in the cauldron and it would light it up on fire really fast? And
flash paper.
Yeah, you should consider flash paper too. Wouldn't that work?
Yeah.
Because that's more green. We don't want to kill birds.
Oh, I love that idea.
Woohoo! And flash paper is fun for the eyes.
It really is. Next one, breaking a curse.
Sometimes we need that.
We've had to do that.
Yes, we actually did.
Which is funny, but we broke it, obviously. All you need is 5 white candles and 1 black candle. Okay, arrange the 5 white candles to create a pentagram. Take the black candle, which symbolizes the curse, and put it in the center. The afflicted must then speak these words while visualizing. The white of the candles empowering the black. So you're going to visualize all those white candles in the pentagram completely taking care of the black one. You're going to say, evil curse that blights our lives, be lifted now and flee, Ashley. These candles light overcome the dark. From its grasp set us free, so mote it be. So evil curse that blights our lives, be lifted now and flee. These candles' lights overcome the dark. From its grasp set us free, so mote it be. And we will put this on our website, so I know I'm saying it fast, but...
Also remember that spells are more powerful when it comes from your heart and you write them out as well. Just remember that.
They're way more powerful.
Yeah, especially if you're dealing with a curse.
Yeah. So I would absolutely agree with you, Ash. Take it from us. If you put your emotions into it and you actually write out your own spells, they're going to be far more powerful than you could ever imagine. So, I have one more thing to say. I want to thank everyone. And Ash, I want to thank you, because Ashley has been... you all know that she's my daughter, but she's also been my biggest cheerleader, and she's sometimes, I'm embarrassed to say this, but she has, in some way, she has taken over as the mom role when I was having a hard time, and right down to the fact that she made me wear boots.
I did, seriously. She only owned flip-flops for a time.
Well, that's all I brought.
Yeah. Yes.
But I want to thank you, baby. Thanks. Because you helped me get through the hardest thing I've ever gone through.
And we did it together!
And we did it together. And Teresa, I know that you're not on the show, but you've also been key to my health and well-being, and I want to thank you as well. And Josh, you have been my sounding board and my... I just can't thank you enough. He's been... I can't tell you how many times at night that I will call him and I'll be like sad or mad or just upset. And he like, not that I'm literally on the ledge, but he just gives me a safe place to vent. And Karen, I love you so much and you've done so much and you have been, again, my cheerleader and the person that lifted me up. And I can't thank you for being such a beautiful part of my life. And to Heather and Kayla, Kayla, she also has been my voice of reason, and I love her. Obviously, she's my daughter. And Heather and I kind of went through some of this stuff together this mm-hmm. summer. So I really want to thank all of you that have stood behind me and held my hand and lifted me up and made sure that I was okay, because now I am better than okay. And I am so thankful and grateful for all of you. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. I love you all. So I want you to remember that you are perfect in every single way. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. And you are special. And remember to go and make a difference in somebody's life. Even if it's, hey, you've got great shoes. Go make somebody smile every single day. That's your homework. And remember to always take back your light, because I'm here to tell you right now, it really works. Blessed be. Still